Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women. It's so hard for me to even say this because it's like a dream come true. This is our 11th year, and I'm still pinching myself about that because dreams do come true. I'm also the best-selling publisher behind the boutique publishing company InspiredLivingPublishing.com, which is dedicated to giving visionary female entrepreneurs, coaches, health practitioners, and creatives a voice and a high-profile media and publishing platform to share their wisdom and enhance their expert status. All of my brands, including the show, are dedicated to inspiring women to live their best lives. So welcome. I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm called to press the pause button so I can begin to live intentionally and create space for my dreams and discover what my soul's calling is and to really encourage me to step into and own where I want to focus my energy. And I've had many conversations with today's special guest. She is the living epitome of someone who really made an internal shift of wanting to live more intentionally. And I just have been honored by our friendship, the sacred conversations we've had over the years. And joining me today is Stacey Hoffer. And she's going to join me to talk about the essential ancient feminine practices and tools for modern day living and connecting with your inner wisdom and heart knowing and how to truly live in alignment with your heart and soul. And I know I'll speak for myself, but for many years I was go, 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 especially in my 30s and 40s, and I had become disconnected from my truth, from my soul. And it wasn't until I started living from the inside out that life had more joy, more happiness, more passion. And what also happened is I found my purpose. So I'm so excited about today's call. Stacey Hoffer is an intuitive feminine wisdom luminary, self-love coach, program director at the Path of Self-Love School, and founder of Soul Alignment Living. She provides guidance, support, and programs for women who want to awaken their feminine wisdom, live in alignment with their heart and soul, and strengthen their ability to choose unwavering self-love. So welcome, beautiful.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
I always love our conversations. We go back a few years, and we've had some juicy conversations over the years. And you and I have a lot in common because we both have this desire to live from the inside out, but also to take our own experiences and bring them forth to support other women on their path. And when you shared with me about soul alignment living, I'm like, oh, just the term, the phrase speaks to me. I was like, I have to have her on the show to talk about this. So, Stacey, let's start with, what does soul alignment living mean to you?
Well, soul alignment living is really living in alignment with your heart and soul. And what that means is deeply knowing who you are and what your heart and soul desire. And so often, we fall into the trap of what I call conventional wisdom dysfunction, where we lose sight of what our heart and our soul truly desire, and we kind of morph into what society or conventional wisdom or our parents want us to be. And it's really about slowing down and tapping into your own inner wisdom and your heart knowing so you can be guided from your heart versus all of the sometimes craziness or madness that we find out in the world.
It's really about then just giving yourself permission to be.
Yes.
And how did you, because I personally know your journey, you know, you've shared your story in a few of Inspired Living Publishing's books, but for those who are joining us today, I know that you know the contrast of being caught up in the other way, right? The doing, 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 giving up your soul, feeling disconnected from your truth. Can you share a little bit about your journey with the listeners today so they understand that you're coming from this place of just a deep knowing of both sides and the difference between living each way?
Yeah. So what comes to me right now is that I had a false definition of what success is supposed to look like, right? The American dream. And so my view of success and kind of like the train I got on was, you know, go to college, get a job, get a bigger job, get married, have kids, get a bigger job, get a house, get a bigger house, get a bigger job. And it was always like pushing, and it was always not really alignment with the kind of the core and essence of who I was. But the core and essence of who I was just kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller, because I thought what I was supposed to do was thrive in the corporate world. That's what everything outside of myself was telling me was the definition of success. So that's what I did. And slowly but surely, I started to gain an awareness that this drive and this direction that I was going was really starting to starve my soul. And I didn't even know what that really meant when it was first happening. And then I also saw it really starting to cause dis-ease in my body, in my, you know, mental ability, in my emotions. And I kept ignoring it. And eventually, you know, what I wrote in Choosing Happiness was that eventually I kind of hit that point where my inner wisdom, instead of sending me whispers, started to shout at me that I couldn't do it anymore and that it was going to kill me.
Wow.
And that really was the shift, that if I kept moving in this direction, I would no longer really be living. And so I started making shifts. You know, one by one, I took leave from my job so I could be in stillness and figure out what my path would be if I really got to choose my own path. And then kind of asking the question, show me what's next, and step by step making that shift.
It takes courage, I have to tell you, it takes courage, and I know your story, and I know the layers of it, and I'm sure you remember this from previous conversations. Your story is so many women's stories, right? They wake up in the middle of their life and go, what the hell have I done? I've created a life that isn't authentic to me. That's who you serve today, correct?
Correct. Correct. I serve women who tell me that, you know, it's impossible to get from point A to point B. And, you know, I feel very grateful that I've been able to get from point A to point B. And I know that when you slow down and you start living intentionally and in alignment with your heart and your soul and your path, that it is possible, that you find the right connections, you find the right collaborators, you gain the wisdom that you need if you are open to receive it.
Yeah, and one of the biggest things I've discovered in myself is all you have to do is take one step on the path, one baby step at a time. And then suddenly it's like it unfolds ahead of you. Where the old way of being, I used to try to say, well, I need to know the path for the next 10 miles. I want to know, you know, every site I'm going to see, every person I'm going to meet. And that was the old ego control side of me in my 30s and 40s. This way, it's almost like you're, I feel it's magically co-creating with the divine, whatever the term divine means to you. And it's more joy-filled.
Yes, I agree. And it's really the feminine way. When I first left my corporate job, I didn't realize that I was kind of embodying the masculine way of doing things, not masculine or feminine as in like men or women, but from like an energetic perspective. So I took my corporate skills and tried to apply it to my new business. And it was like I was fighting. And it wasn't until I learned about the divine feminine and ancient feminine wisdom that exactly what you said. I shifted from, you know, how do I market and how do I make the money? And I really let go of all of that. And instead, from a feminine energy perspective, chose to, you know, my mantra has been for several years, I focus, I trust, and I co-create with the divine.
Wow, that's a powerful affirmation. And it's really, it's like sharing your intention with the divine. It's an energetic energy you're putting out to say how you want to lead your life.
And I think all three of those pieces are so important. That structure and focus is an important aspect, right? So where are you going to put your life force energy, right? So every year I do a visioning and dreaming, and then on the equinoxes and the solstices, I kind of check in with myself to say, you know, where am I going to put my life force energy, my time and my energy and my money? So it can be really intentional. And then there's a piece that really I need to just let go and trust, right? Like not being attached to form, because if I try to control it, one, I don't have any fun, and two, it's impossible. You know, you can try to believe that you're controlling the outcome, but there's a part of it that you don't control. You can focus, you can be intentional, and then I need to let go of the form, do what I need to do, do my part, and really listen along the way to any guidance I receive from the divine, from my inner wisdom, and then be able to be flexible enough to shift when I need to shift.
That's how I live my life. And I love your description of how it feels, right? Because you're going into what it feels like about the trusting and allowing. And I want to talk about this more because everyone has access to this wisdom that guides your life, my life, and many of the women in our lives. And I want to talk about that more when we come back from our break. And I'll be back in a moment with Stacey Hoffer of SoulAlignmentLiving.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ladies, your story has the power to transform lives. 4-time best-selling boutique publishing company, Inspired Living Publishing, is dedicated to sharing women's stories of hope, love, and transformation with the intention to inspire and empower their readers to believe in the power of possibility. Share your story in an upcoming print or Kindle project. Visit inspiredlivingpublishing.com today.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors. Connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul. every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Stacey Hoffer of SoulAlignmentLiving.com. And right before the break, we were talking about what it feels like to co-create with the divine and what it feels like to trust and allow, and the energetic difference. It's not only an energetic difference, Stacey. Wouldn't you say it's also a way of being, right? Because it isn't just an energy. It's a way of being. It's thought processes that all align together to create what we want. And that's what I found for me. You have to have a mixture of masculine and feminine. And in your mantra, you used the word focus. And focus would fall under masculine. But you can't have creation without the two of them. So I noticed your mantra, which I'm going to ask you to repeat again for our listeners. That mantra was, I believe, a beautiful balance. Do you see it that way? And please repeat it for our listeners.
Yeah, so the mantra is, I focus, I trust, I co-create with the divine.
So do you feel like the focus is the energy of, like I felt energetically, it's the masculine energy that we need to ground our realities here?
Yeah, I think focus kind of is masculine and feminine energy. I think of focus from the feminine, I think of like Artemis and someone who's like really intentional, like a hunter, which is masculine energy. So I think it falls under both.
Yeah, because for me, when I first stepped on the personal development path and was being drawn towards the feminine, which is probably, I'd say, 8-10 years ago, I went so far, I was masculine, BBB, I'm sorry, do. And then when I stepped on this path, I'm like, oh, this resonates so much. I went so far the opposite way into so much of, into the feminine that I couldn't ground anything in reality, right? I had no foundation. So I've come to discover to have the foundation is like the focusing, for me anyway, the focusing, the processes, the systems, the everything to give my dreams a strong foundation. And that's when everything came into balance for me. It's like I came back into the center. And now I live and lead in the feminine, as you know how, because we've partnered and played quite a bit. But it wasn't until I placed the structures in my life that I was able to give birth to everything that you see. Do you have a way of describing that also? You may use different words, but is there a similar process that you use?
Yeah, so for me, you know, my background and my training in the divine feminine, I focus on divine feminine superpowers, which are focus and structure, are two big pieces that I didn't really know about before I started this journey. I always was really resistant to structure, right? So if it was structure, I would feel caged or suffocated. And what I've learned through my own personal journey is how important structure is, because it holds the container.
Yes.
And for us to be able to create what we want to create, to serve in the best possible way, we need to create containers to hold our own great work and then also to hold the women that we support.
I love that, and I use that phrase a lot, sacred container. And I love your description of it. You're so good with words, because that's how I felt. Like when I first started this Aspire magazine and came digital, so that was probably what came online in 2009, the word plan was like a four-letter word to me, because I thought if I went into planning or strategy, any of that language, that I was going to lose my truth again, right? Mm-hmm. That I was going to lose my connection to my source, which I had just found, that I was going to lose all the feminine energies of trusting, allowing, everything that I had become. And like you just shared, it wasn't until I brought them together that I was able to see, well, it's not a four-letter word. I'm actually can serve bigger and better with those foundational pieces. So one of the things I know you help women do is access their inner wisdom. And I know, just because I know my audience and I know women, they're like, oh, no, that's not me. I'm not one of those intuitive people. I don't know how to tap into my inner wisdom. What do you say to someone that's listening right now that believes that, Stacey?
Well, the first thing that I would say is that every woman has an inner wisdom. And it's very possible that if you have dismembered or been disconnected from your inner wisdom, you might not be able to hear it without practicing connecting back to your inner wisdom. And your inner wisdom is really the voice or the force of truth and love inside of you. And it's the part of you that knows who you truly are. It's, you know, it's like a loving presence that loves you unconditionally and offers you compassion and cares for you no matter what.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful description. It resonates so deeply with how I connect and how I feel. What is something, one of the ways that you guide your clients and it's really like a sisterhood, you know? How do you guide them? Is there one tool or resource that you give them to get them started?
Yeah, well, I think it's a path. So I think the first step is becoming aware or more aware of your inner wisdom and your inner guidance. So the first step is to become aware of it. And then the second step is to distinguish between your inner wisdom and your heart knowing and your inner guidance, between that and your inner critic, or all of the negative things that our minds like to run through our brains every day. So that's really the first step, is when you're listening, is it your inner critic speaking or is it your inner wisdom speaking? And the best way to distinguish is to go into your body, because your body always knows.
So what do you mean? Feel it? Feel what emotions are coming up?
Yes, feel in your body the essence of what you're hearing. So let me give you an example. An example would be, I was going to California in November for 13 days. And I thought, my inner critic was like, who do you think you are leaving your family and your kids for 13 days? It's so selfish. And what if something happens to you? And, you know, on and on and on and on. And I was like, yeah, good point. You're right. Maybe I shouldn't go. It is so selfish for me to go. And I kept kind of going down that path. And then I slowed down, closed my eyes, put my hand on my heart. I took a few deep breaths. And I really asked myself, is this coming from my inner wisdom, or is this coming from a place of fear? And as I got still, I realized that it was coming from fear and not from a place of love. Because my inner wisdom told me I needed to retreat. I needed to be in California. I needed to meet whoever it was that I was supposed to meet and experience whatever I needed to experience. And my body was, you know, wide open. Like my heart was open. My body was like tingling of the thought of going to California. And when I thought of not going to California, it was constricted and heavy. And so I knew, even though I had this fear, I've made a commitment to myself to choose love over fear and to listen to my inner wisdom. And I went. And it was the right choice. But sometimes your inner wisdom, you know, isn't always going to be give you the easiest path, right? So your inner wisdom will always be loving to you. But sometimes it might tell you when it's time to end a relationship, when you shouldn't get onto that airplane. And so really slowing down to be able to distinguish between those voices is essential and kind of a piece of what I teach or what I share, what I coach on.
It's beautiful. Our questions that we ask ourselves are similar. I always start with, is this love or fear speaking? And like you said, love is expansive. You feel good. It's a whole different vibration. Fear is it constricts you. And so that's how I've guided my life. And I love that you're choosing love to lead your way. So when we come back from our break, I want to talk about the aspects of the ancient feminine wisdom that you feel are most essential for women to embrace today, especially in today's world. And we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy. And today's special guest is Stacey Hoffer of SoulAlignmentLiving.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you an empath? Have you been called highly sensitive, empathic, or intuitive? You, my friend, may be a highly sensitive badass. It's time to embrace this as a gift so you can unlock your sensitive superpowers, nourish your mind, body, and spirit, and show up as your greatest and most badass sensitive self. If you're a healer, lightworker, coach, or caregiver feeling overwhelmed by your sacred gifts, Courtney Chait, writer, speaker, and mentor for highly sensitive badasses, can show you how to tap into your feminine brilliance through divine self-care so you can live your highest purpose and reach your full potential. Visit highlysensitivebadass.com to learn more about Courtney's Highly Sensitive Lightworker and Weight Loss for Sensitive Women programs. While you're there, take a quick test to discover if you're a highly sensitive person.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy. I am so happy that you're here today because it's on one of my favorite topics. Joining me today is Stacey Hoffer of SoulAlignmentLiving.com. And In this segment, we're going to talk about the ancient feminine wisdom and the aspects of it that Stacey feels are most essential for women to embrace, especially now in today's world, Stacey.
Yes, especially now.
So share some of the aspects of what you teach and what you believe on this topic.
Yeah, so there's three or four that come to mind, even though there's a whole, you know, medicine bag full of ancient feminine wisdom. I think the first one that has been so important to me and to the women that I serve is remembering to slow down, to pause, especially in this world where everything moves so fast and speed is valued in our culture. How fast we can get something done, right? How fast the email gets sent out. You know, how fast you can, you know, how much you can accomplish in one day, and it's go, 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 go. And the ancient feminine wisdom of stillness, slowing down, stillness, and silence is so essential today because it allows us to align or realign with our heart and soul, with that inner wisdom. And it allows us to live intentionally versus getting caught up in someone else's fast lane. And what I found over and over again, and when people are so busy, and of course when they're busy, they say, oh, I have no time to slow down. But when they slow down, they realize just how off course parts of their life or all of their life is in alignment to what they truly desire. So not a desire from our ego, but a desire from our heart and our soul. And slowing down allows us to check in to see where we are attuned and where we are aligned.
That's beautiful. And pausing and slowing down, I know for me, and I want to talk about this for a moment, it felt so foreign to me. It almost like it was uncomfortable. It brought up physical sensations when I first started, like almost like an anxiety, because yeah. I didn't know. I only knew what I knew. Has anyone else shared that experience with you, that it was almost physically, it was just so uncomfortable at the beginning? And now, of course, it's my natural way of being. But I'm curious if anyone else described that feeling of edginess and anxiety when you first step on it, because I want them to know that's normal. Have you experienced
definitely.
It? Okay.
Yeah, so first I experienced it. I started out getting a meditation coach, and every time we met, I was like, no, I'm resisting, didn't do it. I just kept resisting it. And what I hear a lot is that people are afraid to slow down, that there's a lot of fear in slowing down, because if, you know, the idea is if I slow down, I will realize just how out of alignment my work is with who I am, with my relationship is with who I am, with how I'm treating my body compared to how I truly want to treat my body. So if I slow down, I'm going to have to face where my life is out of alignment. And that can be scary. That is an invitation into the unknown.
That's how I felt. That's exactly how I felt. It was really this. I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to look at any of this because it might mean major changes in my life. And I'm going back like probably 15, 20 years. It was like, yeah. Well, my soul knew, actually more than that, because I've been with Dana 22. So we're going back 25 years. When I first started going inward, I knew my marriage was not healthy for me. But of course, I didn't want to slow down and face that, because what does that mean? That means major life changes, you know, dealing with all of that. And you nailed it. You nailed what it felt like, that it's, we're afraid to rock the boat. We're afraid of the changes. So what do? We keep stuffing our truth down and not realizing it costs us so much more than if we turned around and faced the uncomfortableness.
That's what we do. We numb, right? So there's lots of different ways to numb. And then what I've learned is just how yummy not numbing is.
Yeah, like right? Being fully present and feeling the breeze on your face and taking a moment, like I, as you know, I live on the pond. So taking a moment to actually see the sparkles in the water, right? There was a time I missed all of that, Stacey. Right, I would never have noticed those things because I was so in my head and going. And that pause, I love that. I just, that thought of pausing is, I do that throughout the day now. It could be just 30 seconds, but it's learning how to be in the moment and in your own life instead of on autopilot, letting life direct you.
And it's such an empowering feeling. And before I actually started practicing this, I couldn't fathom it at all. But to be able to be so empowered to make those shifts, and sometimes they're big shifts, like calling and giving my 2 weeks notice, was the most liberating experience of my life. And you don't have to start with such a big one. But when you slow down and realize where you're out of alignment, and then make small and sometimes big shifts, it is such an empowering and liberating feeling. Because we're told in so many parts of our society that we can't. You can't leave your job. That's not responsible. You can't leave your job. How are you going to feed your kids? You know, you can't leave a relationship. How are you going to take care of yourself, right? And so all of those sound like really convincing, really convincing. And that's where the trust comes in, knowing that not only will you be taken care of, but you are taken care of.
Yeah, so it's a knowing. It's an inner, it's just a deep knowing that you're always being guided. And that's what it feels like for me, I should say. It's a trust in something bigger than yourself instead of trust in that little voice that is always trying to keep you small.
Yeah, and it leaves room for the mystery. Like one of my favorite phrases to say is to leave room for the mystery, because we so often want to know what's going to happen next. And all of living is a mystery. Like, we think we know what we're going to do in an hour or tomorrow or this weekend, but we don't really know. And another big shift for me and for my clients is to embrace the unknown and to embrace the mystery. You know, it's like it's part of a song, like the magical mystery ride. Like, that's really how I've been able to let go of fear and embrace life. Because we never really know where life is going to take us. People might say, here are the 7 steps and you'll get from A to Z. But life doesn't really work like that.
No, because all the best laid plans, I mean, that's what our head and our ego is laying out. But then we are on this path of life where we don't know what's coming. So we always have to course correct. But when you stay in alignment with your inner wisdom, and trust and allow, it's not as scary. Even though for those just stepping on the path of doing this, it does feel scary. But in reality, I love co-creating with the divine because of what you said. It's like, let me see what amazingness is coming my way. Instead of my old way of using my head to try to control which way I was going. It's like a more delicious way of living, of believing that the universe is bringing you everything you need, bigger and better than you could have ever planned for yourself.
And it's also such a relief because I don't have to do it all on my own.
We just have to show up.
All figured out. I just have to show up.
Show up, keep following your inner wisdom, keep trusting and making decisions based on that brings us closer to what it is we're trying to create.
Yeah, and it really goes into the second ancient feminine wisdom that I want to share with you when you were talking about that it could be scary and people are afraid, kind of let go of that control. And such an essential piece to hold that fear is sisterhood.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked earlier about a sacred container. And sisterhood has been the strongest container of my life. And, you know, I am committed to building other sisterhoods and so grateful for the sisterhoods that I've been able to form and the sisterhoods that I'm currently in. And there is no way that I could be where I am today without my sisterhood of soul sisters. And I do not know any way to move through fear and to live in alignment with your heart and soul without the support of sisterhood. To be able to share your truth with no judgment, to be able to be witnessed and held and loved no matter where you are, just showing up exactly where you are and being loved no matter what.
It's powerful. It's powerful. It's been life-changing for me, too, and I love watching the communities that you're a part of, but also the ones that you're creating. And I want to talk more about that and self-love when we come back from our break. And you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Stacey Hoffer of SoulAlignmentLiving.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you being called to step into your truth and embrace your divinity? Are you ready to align your heart and soul, live an authentic life, and become a divine magnet for love and abundance? It's time to listen to your inner wisdom and clear the blocks holding you back from your best life. Leading intuitive prosperity coach, Akashic Records practitioner, and evidential medium Jamie Hearn of liveyourdivinity.com empowers and supports spiritual women like you to align your inner and outer worlds, embrace your soul's truth, and live your divinity. Through her intuitive gifts, grounded wisdom, and empowered coaching, Jamie guides women back into sacred alignment with their truth. Visit liveyourdivinity.com to learn more about Jamie's empowering programs and to schedule an Akashic Record reading.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on Om Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations, and with me today is Stacey Hoffer of SoulAlignmentLiving.com. And I have to agree, Stacey, sisterhood is everything. My feminine community has been one of the most, without even knowing it, has become one of the most healing parts of my life, right? It's to see women come together to love and support each other, no competition, has been powerful. But you bring it even deeper, because I have a different type of community. You bring it deeper when you call it a sisterhood. That sisterhood is everyone stepping into the sacred container, knowing that it's part of this bigger picture of helping each other live more authentically, and it's sacred, and you can be vulnerable there. And talk a little bit more about what it means to be part of a sisterhood on an energetic level.
Well, you know, I just finished reading Love Warrior. I don't know if you've read that.
Yes.
And I loved it. And she really resonated, so many things resonated, but one of the things that really resonated, she weaved in this theme of her true self that was always beneath, and then her representative, the person that she showed out into the world, right? So for me, it's like, you know, the person who I used to show up as on the playground at school versus who I really was inside. It used to be always disconnected. And the sisterhood, you always can show up as your true, authentic self. There's no need for all the layers and all the masks. All the masks come off, and sometimes we don't even know what masks we're wearing. And so when you're in a long-term sisterhood, your sisters can, what we call, oh, sister you, and invite you to go deeper to question if you're wearing layers. And so we support each other on removing these layers to truly get to the essence of who we are. And I've been in a divine feminine sisterhood for 3 years now, and we go 13 moons. And we kind of focus on a different divine feminine archetype or energy every moon. And we really witness each other and hold each other. It's not about fixing. It's not about coaching. It's not about, oh, yeah, I feel that way too. It's just truly holding space for women to be exactly where they are in their process.
It's almost like a sacred hug. It's like not trying to, because we have a tendency in the muggle world, I call it, to want to fix someone. Oh, she's upset. Oh, she's angry. Oh, she's feeling so deeply. Let me fix this because it's uncomfortable for us mm-hmm. to witness it. And if I heard you correctly, it's about just giving her space to feel in process and know that she's loved and supported no matter what the emotion is.
Yes, it is. It's being in empty presence, which is fully being present and holding space for them to be without analyzing it, without trying to fix it, without judgment. Just with a pure heart offering unconditional love for someone's truth.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful description, but it's also, you can feel the energetic difference of what it feels like to be in a community and a sisterhood. Sisterhood's that next level of depth and feeling and support. So I know one of the things that you talk about a lot and teach and is about self-love. And I want to talk about that in the last few minutes that we have, because so many women associate self-love with selfishness. And it, you know, after all these years, I've been bringing this topic through different people in front of my audience for 10 years, because it's like, it's not selfish to love yourself. So let's talk about that in the few minutes that we have.
Yeah. Thank you. And it's a beautiful way to begin this conversation, because it is really true. It's selfish, or I don't have time, or I have to focus on other people. And when it really comes down to it, love is love. You wouldn't say that a mother is selfish for loving her child, or that, you know, a spouse is selfish for loving their beloved. And self-love is simply love directed to yourself. So just as you would love a child or a partner or your family members, it's the same love and respect that you give to yourself.
I love that. So you're pointing it back to yourself. And my immediate question was, and why wouldn't we do that? Why wouldn't we give ourselves the same love and respect as we give others?
Right. It's modeling. It's modeling. It's not, it's modeling love. It's modeling how to love others when you love yourself. And we've grown up without it being talked about as, an essential value in our lives. And so a lot of people don't love themselves. We have this inner wisdom and this inner critic. And I don't know the science behind it, but for whatever reason, there is this inner critic that lives inside of us that is always putting us down. Not good enough. I should have done this. It was, a lot of it is, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. That's a key whisper of our inner critic. And, kind of the self-love antidote is self-compassion. Doing the best I can, and my presence is enough.
I love that. My presence is enough. And it's so true about the modeling part, and I want to touch base on that because it was because of that. I didn't use that phrase back then, but it was knowing that I was a model for my children, and I had daughters. I was like, if I stay in this unhealthy relationship, which meant I wasn't loving myself, right, then I'm modeling for them what loving yourself looks like as well as what is a healthy relationship. So I made the decisions based on them, but it actually brought me back to loving myself because it was like, I have to love myself enough to be a role model to help these young girls. My daughter's now going to be 33. I can't believe I'm saying that. To be a role model for her so she doesn't have the same struggles about loving herself. So do you find it's generational, too, of how this story is passed down?
Yes, the story is definitely passed down. And one of the things that we're, part of our mission at the Path of Self-Love School is to make the medicine or the message of self-love so accessible that within three generations, all children born will be born into love and stay in love because self-love is so mainstream that it's a given. And sometimes, sometimes self-love, the word self-love doesn't resonate with people. And so that's okay, and there's other ways to describe it. So, to me, another definition of self-love is staying true to yourself, trusting yourself, and taking care of yourself with your body, with your relationships, with work, with your home, with your finances, really with everything. It's really, that's what it really comes down to, is staying true to yourself and trusting your inner wisdom and choosing and practicing taking care of yourself, body, mind, and spirit.
That's beautiful.
And who doesn't want that?
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. I'm like, isn't that what we all want?
Right, but when I say self-love, sometimes they're like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, an energetic block does go up because, like I said, I see it so much in my community. But by the way you just phrased it, I know everyone's vibrating and resonating with, yes, I want that. We're just taking the word away, which has the charge. So I think it's that was a beautiful description. And I want to invite everyone to visit Stacy at soulalignmentliving.com to learn more about the amazing things she is up to. Stacy, I want to thank you for being here. I always love our conversations.
Me too.
And I want to thank you, the listener, for joining me for the Inspired Conversation Show. Listen in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern for more sacred conversations with visionary heart-centered women who are here to share their feminine wisdom to support you in living your best life. For even more inspiration, claim your free subscription to Aspire Magazine, which includes over 40 transformational gifts. You can do that at subscribetoaspire.com. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.